Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Good morning, Angels. Takes us to Polokwane. Cynthia on the line. Cynthia, goeiemôre. Good morning, hoe gaan jou?
Baie goed, en jy, Martin?
Lekker, dankie. Onder omstandighede, ek is seker van. So luister, julle familie is oral so die wêreld, né?
Askies?
Jou familie is oral. Julle is juist in Polokwane. Rest van die familie sit in ander dele van die...
My sussie sit in Australië.
In Perth, nou, dis die eindste sussie wat...
Perth, ja.
Ja, sy het vir ons geskryf daar uit Australië uit.
Yes.
Cynthia, en sy is op die ander lijn, so ek doch myself vandag, ek wil meer van jou story hoor, but also want to use this opportunity to connect Perth from Perth to Polokwane.
Ja, Perth to Polokwane.
Ah, sy glimlag op jou gezicht, ek like it. Haar naam is Eloise. Eloise Erasmus, ek gaan met jou... Yes.
Baie goed en jy, Martin?
Lekker, hello. Dankie. Hoe laat is dit nou daar in Perth?
Dit is nou, amper, kom man sê, kwart voor twee, 25 voor twee.
In die middag.
Die middag, ja.
Die is een bykie van een reenerige nat Gauteng, weet nie hoe het in Polokwane lyk vir oogend nie, maar het is lekker om al twee van julle sissies op die lijn te hee, van Perth tot Polokwane. Eloise, jy het vir ons geskryf vir jou sissie Cynthia. Sê gaf my, wat is op jou hart?
Ja, Martin, met die afgelope paar, die afgelope paar weke eindelijk was my baie stressvol jong, om te hoor dat jou sussie cervicale kanker het, is, dit tref een mens nogal hard, en as jy weet naderhand en jy weet wat jy kan doen nie, jy probeer plannen maak en ja, daar is net soveel wat een mens kan doen, en as jy heel tyd, you get met with, no, sorry, we can't help you, sorry, look in other avenues. Yep, you start feeling very, very overwhelmed and very stressed, and yes, so I just took a leap of faith, and I thought, well, let's try Good Morning Angels, and
you
literally... Yes, and yesterday afternoon you literally made my day. If I could have jumped through the phone, I probably would have.
Well, listen, it must be frustrating at the same time for you, and the same with families that are, separated by different parts of the world, because it probably makes you feel a little helpless. Your sister's here and you probably want to be with her, but there's a long flick. It's not altijd moontlik nie.
Nee, dit is nie altyd moontlik nie. En die lewenskoste hier in Perth, Australië, is ook maar net so duur. So, een mens met besluit, gaan jy probeer geld spaar of gaan jy probeer lewe? En ongelukkig, die lewenskoste maak het nie altyd moontlik om by mekaar uit te kom nie. So, en dan probeer jy maar soveel moontlik ondersteuning gee, maar oor die telefoon en social media. En ja, dit is moeilik. Verlang die familie baie, maar as ek hulle kan help van hierdie kant af, dan maak het daarom die moed. Well, dit maak die verlange daarom so klein bykie minder.
Well, you did make a difference by reaching out to us. Ons sit hier so in die middel tussen Perth en Polokwane. Cynthia, vertel my meer oor die diagnose.
Well, it all started last year in November. So basically the doctor sent me from pillar to post. And the beginning of this year, I started getting like crazy pain. And so anyways, I went to the provincial hospital. I went to go and see a gynecologist over there. We did the biopsy and we were hoping that it was just going to be fibroids, because cancer, geez, like it. I just finished with, well, not exactly finished with breast cancer treatment, so what are the odds of giving cervical cancer? No, I didn't even entertain the idea, and then the biopsy results came back and they're like, oh, congratulations, you've got... Okay, they didn't exactly say congratulations. you've got cervical cancer. And I was like, oh my word, I can't believe this. I was flattened. So anyways, then provincial hospital said that I have to go for a staging sonar, but I can't have it done at the provincial hospital because there's a very long... There's a lot of people that go to the provincial hospital, so the waiting times are very, very long. And because they said that it looks quite aggressive, we need to take action quite quickly. So then I went into the private sector. And yeah, then I got the staging sewn on, which I did like, what, 2 weeks ago. And yeah, they said that it's stage 4A. But then when I went to my oncologist, he said no, that it's stage 3D, because it's basically just starting to, how do you put it, infiltrate my bladder.
What are they saying? Firstly, I'm very, very sorry about all that bad news. But they did give
you
some hope. What can be done at this stage?
Well, at the moment, we're going to be doing chemo. I'm going to be doing 3 sessions of chemo, so we can see if we can't stop the growth of the tumor, because the tumor is growing quite quickly.
Sure.
And then after chemo, I spoke to my oncologist yesterday. We're going to be doing radiotherapy and brachytherapy, it all depends on what happens now with the chemo.
And you can't wait. This is not the kind of thing that you wait for. You need to take action now, even if it means private care and often, you know, high costs and stuff. And Eloise, as you listen, you know, I'm sure it makes you feel very bad for your sister. And help us at the same time you're sitting in Perth. So I appreciate you reaching out to us. What is the cost, if I may ask, for these 3 chemo sessions?
For the 3 chemo sessions, that's going to be, it's basically 26K. And then the radiotherapy and the brachytherapy is more or less 160K. But like I said, it all depends on what happens now with my chemo sessions, what happens with the tumor.
So those three chemo sessions, obviously there to shrink the growth. And that's needed quite soon.
Stop it,
I mean, 26,000 rand seems, you know, so reasonable if you think about it theoretically.
Yes,
when it comes to making such a big difference. But if you don't have it, you don't have it. And that is something we often encounter on Good Morning Angels. You think to yourself, is that what it takes? Is that all that it takes?
Thank
and you think to yourself, if you don't have it.
It basically seems insurmountable.
It really, really, really does. Cynthia, Virians, Eloise, dank dat jy connected daar uit Perth uit. Dis vir my lekker om julle twee sissies te connect so hier op die radio hier so in Midrand tussen Polokwane en Perth. Dank dat jy uitgereik het en haar engel is. Cynthia, moet lekker te wees. Dit moet lekker wees om te weet jou sissie sit in Perth, maar sy ding nog baie, baie in jou en ons baie liefde.
Ja. Yeah, no, my sister's seriously a rock. And like I said, you know, it's crazy how many people, you know, just basically come out of the woodwork and support you in times like this, you know. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Eloise, voor ons aflei, wat wil jy vir jou sussie sê?
Ek wil net vir sê, ek is ongelooflik trots op haar en ek is baie lief haar. En al is ek hoeveel duisende kilometer van haar weg, ek is altyd by haar. Maak die saak, jy weet waar deur sy gaan nie. Al kan ek nie elke stap van die behandeling by haar wees nie. I'm with her. I've got her back. And she never has to think twice about my support. No way, no matter where I am, I've got you, and I love you.
I love you too, Lolly.
Cynthia, wie is daar saam met jou in Polokwane?
Well, I guess my husband is back.
So,
at home, it's my son. Okay. He just finished matric last year, so yeah. It's a bit hectic on him, because, I mean, during his matric year, we were doing the whole breast cancer treatment, and now this year we're doing cervical cancer treatment. I made a joke the other day. I said, yes, I get, other people get flu, I get cancer. It's like seasonal for me.
I know
I'm making light of it, but
you
can't laugh at it.
I have to say, your sense of humor and your levity within the situation is honestly so inspiring. I know I can't imagine going through basically two of the like cancers back to back, but you're just like the lightness that you're bringing to this, it's beautiful. Never stop that.
Thank you so much. No, thank you very much. No, like I said, no, you know what, it's if I have to go and sit on a whoopee and actually think about it, not like bring a bit of humor to it, you know, just to, I don't know, lessen the brunt, if that makes sense.
Mm.
I think I'd go nuts. Honest to goodness, I think I'd go nuts. Because honest to goodness, when they told me that I've got a whole new cancer, I was just like, you see, like, I was verpletterd. I was, honest to goodness, I didn't know what to do. It just felt like my whole world just came crushing down again.
I have so much respect and love for your spirit. Mm. I really, really do. Your strength, your spirit. En ek stuur vir julle verskriklik baie liefde daarso in Polokwane, jy en jou familie daar, Eloise in Australië. And it makes me happy to say that we'll cover that 26,000 rand. In actual fact, I'm going to top it up to 50,000 rand for you.
Wow.
From the Good Morning Angels fund.
Thank you so much.
Because
thank you so much.
For me, it's a lot more than just those three chemo sessions. It's about you and your son and whatever happens next. And as you say, it's in times like these that you experience the kindness and the selflessness of people around you that you didn't even know exist. And that is the spirit of South Africa, right?
No, definitely. No, I 100% agree with you on that.
En ek kan as 'n Afrikaner uit Polokwane vat en in Perth sit, maar die Afrikaanse nis gaan nog steeds deurskyn, die liefde is nog steeds daar. So luister, daai is van ons Good Morning Angels van Cynthia, ons op hoogte, ons dink aan jou sterkte daar so in Polokwane.
Baie, baie dankie Martin, ek waardeer dit.
Eloise, liefde daar so in Perth, and thank you for being our first angel. Thank you for writing to us.
That's a big pleasure, Martin, and thank you, guys. I don't have words. I don't know how to express my gratitude, but thank you.
Good job, thank angels. So good job, Cynthia. Bye, liefde, word. Sterkte.
Bye, thank you, Martin. Thank bye, thank you. Bye, liefde, die kan see jylle work. And try and enjoy the rainy weather. We'll send some sunshine from this side.
You know,
at the moment, we're sunshine state.
there we go. You bring the sunshine, Cynthia. Let me tell you something. Out of Polokwane, I can feel the sun shining here this morning in Gauteng because of you.
Yeah.
Good
thank
job,
you so
angels.
Much,
good job.
Thank you so much. Have a lucky day.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.